Hi, welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I am your host for this edition, Doug Hummer. On this edition, we are going to be playing another round of Unscripted Jeopardy. It's not going to be wrestling categories this time. It's going to be other categories. I am here alongside Eric. Kenny Lehman has joined us as well. Stevie's here. And
Hi.
Sharon's here. Daniel's manning the phones. And who else is here?
Kanye.
Wow.
Did somebody else join in?
Three or four other people. And one is on hold.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Derek, one's on
present.
Hold.
Yeah.
Derek, you're there?
Yep.
Si, senor.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Who
okay.
else?
Can you hear me?
Hey, Doug is right. Huh?
How many people we have? One.
Can you hear me, Doug?
Kenny,
what?
Kenny, is that you?
Yes, it is.
No wonder I can't hear you. You're mumbling again.
So we have eight people on the line.
All right. Let's see. So the five of us. All right. Who's the one other person besides Derek and Kenny?
Hi, Derek. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Who's this?
I heard you. Yeah. Hey, Doug.
Hey.
What?
All right.
What's going on here?
Awesome.
All right, how's everybody doing?
Great.
Good.
Good.
All right, we survived.
All right. So it's just the eight of us right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus,
sure.
Plus Daniel.
Okay. All right, guys. Now, this is not a live edition of the – now, can everybody hear me?
Yes. Barely. You're kind of quiet. But the whole
I'm
kind of
quiet.
Me, so might just be my
somebody else is just joining.
All right.
Number nine.
Who else is
Who's
here?
This?
Stephanie's here.
Oh, Stephanie.
I just joined, so that might be
Hi.
Me.
Hi.
Wow. How you doing? Good day, everybody.
Good
night.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, Stephanie. Oh.
Hi, sorry. I just there's a mouse running around my room, so I'm having a little bit of an issue right now.
You're good.
Don't worry. It can't be any worse than what we're doing.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
As long as it's a mouse, not a rat.
I'm leaving it to my cat. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, you have a cat. The cat should take care of the damn thing.
Yes. He's the one that keeps bringing them in my room.
He doesn't kill them first. That's odd.
That's what he needs to do.
Okay.
Okay,
so to try to get focused here, now we're gonna play a game of Jeopardy. Well, kind of. Now I have a bunch of categories here. It's not gonna be like any. It's not gonna be like the actual Jeopardy on TV. Now, whoever wants to stay and play is more than
Somebody
welcome
dropped.
To. Who dropped?
716-628.
Oh, Rick dropped. Rick said, fuck off.
I'm back. I don't have to come back.
Is he back?
Yeah, I'm back.
He's back.
He's
okay,
back.
Good.
Yep.
All right, beautiful. All right, we're going to play a game of Jeopardy. For anybody that wants to stay and stay, I know I can hear you guys and you guys can hear me. Kenny, Derek, Rick, Stephanie, if you guys want to hang up now, that's fine. You're more than welcome to stay, though.
I did
play for
call
a bit.
That
might have to go around like 7:30, though.
Okay. Lehman, why are you bitching at me?
I didn't call because I wasn't going to do anything.
Oh. Okay.
Kenny.
No, I'm not. I mean Kenny West, not Lehman.
Oh.
So, all right. So basically, here's how this is going to work. I have a bunch of questions. I'm going to go around And instead of, like, you guys just kind of picking off or picking the category, I'm just going to start reading questions off. But I'm going to give every one of you a chance to answer the same question.
Okay.
Okay? You get it right, you get a point. Or technically, you get like 100 points or 200 points or however much I got the question ranked for.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So far, so good. Okay.
All right. And then, Sharon, are you still on?
I am.
Okay. All right. So now there's 9 of us on here, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Who dropped?
716-545.
Whoever doesn't answer.
All right, that would be Kenny.
Oh, Kenny West.
Yeah, not Kenny Lehman.
No,
right,
I know
so Kenny
West.
West is off. All right, Kenny West. Well, Kenny West is off. All right, I got Stephanie. I got Sharon. All right, Rick is here. And then I got Eric. All right, so basically, I'm going to read off a question. I'm going to go to each of you to give me an answer. Whoever gets the right answer gets the points. We got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, got it.
All right. Now, I'm going to call on everybody one at a time so I can hear everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, now.
God
damn it, Derek. All right. Now, because Stephanie and Derek are here, I feel like we should start off with a South Park question.
Sounds good to me.
I know. When we were at work, that's the one you were telling. That's the category you wanted me to. I think that's the category you wanted me to start with.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve Harvey. Let's get this going.
All right. Wrong game show. Right hairstyle of the wrong game show.
That's not
all
very
right.
much.
All right. Question number one. This is going to be for 100 points. All right. And then I'm going to call on each one of you separately. All right. And Derek, we'll actually start with you. Okay.
Am I supposed to copy people's answers that way?
Yeah. All right. What does Cartman demand people respect?
His authority. All
right, Stephanie?
His authority.
Eric?
I don't know.
All right, Ricky?
His authority.
All right, Stevie?
I have no clue. I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Kenny.
Authority.
All right. Sharon.
Respect my authority.
All right, respect my authority is correct. All right, so everybody except for Stevie and Eric got it right. That's why you copy the other kids' answers.
I tried. I couldn't hear what they were saying.
Okay. All right. The next question is going to be actually, you know what? Let's do this. Let's just run through the category each by each. All right. So now the $200 or not $200. Nobody's getting paid for this. the 200-point South Park question And season and Stephanie, actually, we'll start with you this time. In season 19, who admitted to getting Principal Victoria fired?
Oh, yeah, it's my turn. Hold on. Mr. Mackey.
All right. Derek? Derek, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, yeah, you're here.
Mr. Mackey.
All right, you're going with, also with Mr. Mackey?
Yeah, I'm just copying the other kids' answer.
All right. Eric?
Mr. Mackey.
All right. Sharon?
I'm going to say Mr. Garrison.
All right. Stevie?
Mr. Mackey.
All right. Kenny?
Well, first off, level of difficulty just significantly jumped. But since everybody else is saying Mackey, I'm going to go with Mackey.
Okay. Everybody up. Everybody got it right except for Sharon. It is Mr. Mackey.
That's the last time I listened to your brother.
Can I just point out that you never asked me? Yeah. Yeah, I did, didn't I? No, you never asked me. Well, I apologize, Rick, because I already got you written down for the points.
You get it by default.
That works for me.
Okay. All right.
Sharon, is anybody else trying to call in?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. All right. So, the next question in South Park is going to be worth 300 points. And, Rick, I'm actually going to start with you just so I know I get you. All right.
All right.
When Butters faked his death to be reinvented as a girl, what was his female name?
I have no idea. I'll say Sally.
Okay. Stephanie?
Margarine.
Derek?
Margarine.
I said Derek, not Eric, but...
But Margarine.
Okay. All right. All right, Eric, you're going to say Margarine then, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sharon?
Margarine.
Okay.
Somebody else just joined?
Stevie. Huh?
Margarine.
Okay. Who else we got? Who just joined?
I did it.
Who's this?
We just joined.
Connor, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Hey, Connor, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Doug. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I got you written in here now. All right. Sharon?
Yeah.
Did I get you already?
Yeah, I said Margarine as well.
All right. Who hasn't answered this yet?
I haven't.
Besides the guy that just joined. All right. Kenny, go ahead.
Arguing or reading or whatever the hell it is.
All right. Sixth question to you. We're doing South Park questions as part of the Jeopardy deal here. All right. 300-point question. When Butters faked his own death to be reinvented as a girl, What was his female name? Connor?
I have no idea. I've never watched Outfall before.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Me either.
All right, Marjorie. Yeah.
He called in late, Kenny. I said I've never watched South Park. Just copy.
Okay. All right. Margarine is the correct answer.
Awesome.
So.
Okay.
All right. So now let's see. All right. So six on it, and then. All right. So very good. All right. So now. The fourth question in the South Park South Park category for 400 points. What season did Chef die? Stephanie.
I'm going to say season 7.
Okay. Derek?
Am I allowed to ask if this is a trick question?
When did the what season did the character of Chef die? It's in an episode.
Yeah, but he became Darth Chef afterwards. But I my guess is season 4.
Yeah.
Okay, Rick.
I don't know, I'll say season 12.
All right. Sharon.
I'm going to say 10.
Okay. Stevie.
I'll have to say season 7.
Okay. Eric.
7.
All right. Kenny.
8.
Connor.
I'm going to go 9 because I don't think anybody else has said it yet.
Okay. All right. The answer actually is the first episode in season 10.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow.
I was going to say 10 too.
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
Sharon, good
really
job.
Good job, Sharon.
Thanks.
All right.
But he still
the
became
last
Darth
question
Chef.
the last question in the South Park category, it's for 500 points. What is the name of the trilogy where Cartman and Kyle had a bet if leprechauns were real? Stephanie.
Imagination Land.
All right, Derek.
I know the episode. I don't know the name. I feel like that's not it, but I'm gonna go with Imagination Land anyway.
Okay. Sharon.
I'm gonna agree. Imagination Land.
Okay, Rick.
I'm going to copy off the other kids and say Imagination Land.
All right. Eric.
Imagination Land.
All right. Stevie.
Imagination Land. I'll have to go with that one.
Okay. Kenny?
Ireland.
What?
Ireland.
Oh, okay. Connor?
I'm probably going to bounce after this question, but I'll just go out on this. I'm going to say La La Leprechaun Land or something like that.
All right. The answer is Imagination Land. Okay. So, all right. So everybody except for Kenny and Connor got that right. That's the end of the South Park questions. Now I got to find something that I think all you guys might. Now I got to find a category that I think you guys might be somewhat decent in.
Give me one with an answer.
Okay, Connor dropped.
Connor dropped?
Yeah.
Well, he said he was gonna.
I'm just making sure. I'm not near the phone lines right now. I had to go outside because my phone wouldn't cooperate. All right. All right. The next category. Now, does everybody want to keep going, or are we going to start losing some people?
Keep going for now.
I'm good for now.
I'm going to play probably one more
I'll
category.
You want to try? You want to do one more category, Steph?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right, Stephanie. I actually have another category you might be good in.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Let's see.
Is it coffee?
Cereal.
Cereal.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I got
yeah,
it.
I got a cereal category.
Okay, that should be interesting.
All right. Everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, for 100 points, and Stephanie, we'll actually start with you again.
Okay.
Who's the mascot for Frosted Flakes?
Tony the Tiger.
All right, Derek?
Tony the Tiger.
Okay. Eric?
Tony the Tiger.
All right, Stevie?
Tony the Tiger.
All right, Rick?
Tony the Tiger.
All right, Sharon?
Tony the Tiger.
And Kenny?
Lee Meiser.
Huh?
Lee Meiser.
Kenny, I can't hear you.
Amy, what's wrong with the phone? Doug, you there?
Hello? Yeah, I'm there. Are you here?
Now I am, I guess.
I can hear.
Okay.
Tony the Tiger.
All right, good. All right. Everybody got that right. I asked everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So. Okay, next question in cereal. If I can find it. Oh, here it is. No, it's not. All right. Next question. 200 points. What? All right, and Stephanie, we'll start with you again.
Okay.
What two cereals are associated with the Flintstones?
Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles.
All right, Sharon.
I know Fruity Pebbles, so I'm gonna have to agree with Stephanie on the second.
Okay. Rick?
Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles?
All right, Eric?
Fruity and Cocoa.
All right, Kenny?
Fruity or the Cocoa Pebbles?
All right, Derek?
Everyone else's answer is correct.
All right, so that's what you're going with?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
All right. Stevie?
Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles.
All right. Well, Derek spoiled it, but yeah, everybody got that right.
You know me, I'm here to help.
Appreciate it, buddy. All right. Next question in cereal, 300 points. Stephanie, we'll start with you because I think I finally found a rhythm here of what order to go in. All right. What bird was the longtime mascot for Fruit Loops?
Toucan Sam.
All right, Sharon.
Toucan Sam.
Rick.
Toucan Sam.
Eric.
Toucan Sam.
All right. Kenny.
Toucan Sam.
Derek.
Toucan Sam.
Stevie.
Toucan Sam.
All right, you're all correct, obviously. See, this is the easy category.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's see. Getting everybody's points here.
Who's winning?
No surprise, Sharon. Because she's the only one that got that South Park question right.
Oh, yeah.
Chef. Okay. All right. For 400 points in cereal, or in the cereal category.
Oh, we get cereal?
What colors?
Oh, I thought we could
get cereal. No, we're not going to get cereal.
You had to for a second.
Although, who knows? I might end up buying cereal for Eric and Stephanie for their birthdays.
If we're getting cereal, I want Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
I want Fruit Loops.
Rick, I'll send it right to you.
All right.
All right. All right. What colors are the berries in Captain Crunch's Oops All Berries? Stephanie.
I'm going to say pink and blue.
That's Alakin.
Okay. Just so you know, there's four of them.
Oh, wait. Okay, so I guess two more then? All right. Pink, blue, yellow, and green.
Okay. Derek?
Red, blue, green, and orange.
All right. Sharon?
Sorry, I had to take you up. Red, blue, green, and purple.
Okay. Rick.
I want to say red, blue, purple, and green.
Okay. Eric.
Red, blue, green, and purple.
Okay. Kenny.
Red, blue, purple, and yellow.
Stevie.
Red, blue, purple, and green.
Hey. The correct answer is red, blue, green, and purple.
Well, it sucks anyway, so who cares?
Hey, hey, hey. You don't?
That's the only cereal I feel like I don't eat.
It hurts your mouth. Why would you eat it?
It does. Yes, it does hurt your mouth.
All right. Well, yes, and Stephanie, you've had issues with your teeth, so I can understand
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Does it hurt your teeth? It hurts your mouth.
Like the top of your mouth, but yeah.
Is that fiberglass?
I've never had an issue with casting stairs with it hurting my mouth.
You've never had fiberglass?
No, I can't.
Okay.
I have, no.
Anyway... All right. The last question in cereal is worth 500 points. Stephanie, obviously, we'll start with you again. If you don't get this right, I don't know.
So who got it right? Who got the answer right?
Oh, yeah. It was
everybody except for Stephanie, Derek, and Kenny. Yeah. Well, he doesn't... They don't eat the cereal, so how would they know?
They don't eat that one anymore, do they?
All right. Last question in cereal. 500 points. Stephanie, we're starting with you. What company makes Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Ooh.
It is General Mills.
All right, Derek.
Clearly, Kellogg's makes all cereal.
So, are you saying Kellogg's?
Yes, just to be different.
Okay.
What cereal do you say?
What company makes Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Eric?
I'm gonna agree with Stephanie.
Okay. I feel like this is a hard question,
right,
but it should be easy.
Yes. All right. Rick?
I'm going to go with General Mills.
Yeah.
All right, Sharon?
General Mills.
All right. Kenny?
Well, there's really only three choices, but we're going to go with General Mills.
All right. Stevie.
I'm going to have to go with General Mills.
All right. Everybody except for Derek got that right.
What's their third brand?
Wrong.
Post cereal.
Oh, yeah, Post.
Oh, duh.
Kellogg, right? Yeah.
Kellogg, Post,
Kellogg.
And
General Mills.
And then Quaker.
Quaker. Yeah, I forgot. Good point, Doug.
Which one?
Quaker. Makes breakfast cereal now.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
I actually have some in my house.
All right. That's the end of the cereal category. Now, the points after the first two categories are Kenny, you have 1,700. Derek has 1,700. Stevie has 2,500. Stephanie has 2,200. Sharon has 2,800 because she's smarter than all of us.
Yeah. Keep it
Rick
down.
Has,
down.
Rick has,
keep reading the score.
Rick has 2,600. Eric has 2,500. Now, if anybody would like to drop off the line, that's fine. If not, we're going to move on to our next category.
What's the next category here first? Hold on.
I'm retiring over here.
Okay. The next category.
Are you leaving, Dan? Yeah, I'm headed out.
Thanks,
Derek.
Right, Derek, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yep.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, buddy. All right,
yes,
later,
please.
Derek. Thank you. All right. Derek gone?
Yeah.
All right. Derek dropped, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to drop?
Wait, what is the next category? Just, like, let me just see.
Okay. John Travolta.
I'm out.
Okay. I'm probably going to be really bad, but I'll stay for one more.
I'm going to go, right, guys. It was fun, though.
All right. Thank you, Kenny.
Hey, good luck.
Bye,
tomorrow.
Kenny.
Bye, guys.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. All right. All right. So the next kid, really, John Travolta made him drop off the line?
I don't know.
Learning more and more about him. All right. So we still have Stephanie still here. Eric's still here. Rick is still here. Stevie's still here. Obviously, I'm still here because I'm hosting the damn thing.
Sharon.
And Sharon's still here, right?
Yep.
All right. Has anybody else tried to call in?
Nope.
Okay. All righty. All right. John Travolta. These ones are probably going to be a little hard because I actually had to look these up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't know everything. All right. For 100 points, what sitcom was John Travolta a part of in the 1970s? Stephanie.
I'm just going to skip this one. I don't know.
All right. That's fine. Sharon.
Welcome back, Potter.
Rick.
I have no idea.
Eric.
I'm going to say MASH. No.
All right. Stevie.
Welcome back, Connor.
All right. That's it, right? Nobody else is on the line?
No.
Okay. I just have to make sure because I did invite a lot of people. All right. Stevie and Sharon got it right. It was Welcome Back, Cotter. Okay. Next question. 200 points. All right. In the movie Look Who's Talking, what was Travolta's character's occupation? Stephanie. I forgot I had to tell people when they were going.
I'm going to say a car mechanic.
Okay. Sharon.
Pilot.
All right. Rick.
We're talking like the first one, right?
Yeah.
Cab driver.
All right, Eric.
Assassin.
All right, Stevie.
Pilot.
All right. The correct answer actually is cab driver. It was in the third one that he was a pilot, guys.
Oh.
Woo!
You said
Rick,
cab
I'm
driver.
Proud of you. Huh?
Good job, Rick.
Yeah.
Good job, Rick.
Thanks, Doug. Your approval means everything.
What'd you say?
Never mind.
And your approval.
Rick, I love it when you lie to me. All right. 300 points. In the movie Domestic Disturbance, which actress played Travolta's ex-wife? Stephanie.
Holly Berry.
All right. Sharon.
I have no clue.
Rick.
I'm just going to throw a random name out and say Julianne Moore.
All right. Eric.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay, Stevie.
I'm going to have to take a wild guess and say Julianne Moore.
Okay. The correct answer is Terry Polo. I think I'm the only one that's actually seen the movie.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, I've never seen it before.
All right. Okay, now. Okay. 400 points. Now you only have to give me one, and
okay.
You have to give me the actor. You have to give me the actor. But name one of the other three Wild Hogs, Stephanie.
Oh my God, what's his name? Hold on. Oh my God, what is his name? I can see his face. What is? Okay. Wait. Yeah, Kevin James. And that's the I'm thinking of the other one, but I can't think of his name, so I don't know. I'm just gonna go with that. I'm gonna go with Kevin James.
Okay, Sharon.
Mike Baxter. What's his name? Tim Allen.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
All right, Rick.
I'm gonna go with Tim Allen as well.
Eric?
I'm going to go with Tim Allen.
All right, Stevie.
I'll go with Tim Allen.
Okay. All right, the three correct answers are Tim Allen, William H. Macy, and Martin Lawrence. Kevin James is not in Wild Hogs.
No, I know that. I was thinking I could see Tim Allen. I was going to say the guy from Home Improvement, but then I was like, oh, that's going to give it away, but I couldn't think of his name.
Well, that's what everybody else went with.
I know, but I didn't know his name, so that's okay.
That's okay. We'll forgive you.
You tried.
I tried, yeah.
Yes, you did. I'm just happy that you called in.
I know, this is actually really fun.
Well, I'm glad. All right, I got one more question in the Travolta category, and then whoever wants to drop off can drop off, and yeah. All right, for 500 points, what was the name of Travolta's character in the movie Grease? Stephanie.
Danny, but I can't think of his last name, but I'm just going to go with Danny.
Okay. Sharon.
It's definitely a Danny. I think the last name is Zuko.
All right, Rick.
I have no idea.
Eric.
I'm going to say Danny.
Okay. Stevie.
I'm going to have to go with Danny Zuko.
Okay. The correct answer is Danny Zuko. And Stephanie, even though you didn't give me a last name, I'm still going to give it to you.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, I didn't give a last name either.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still going to give it to you, too.
Okay.
Like, what about me?
If I let one get away with it and not the other, I'm going to end up paying for it. So, but all right, so that ends the Travolta category. The scores are, and I'm not going to count Kenny and Derek because they dropped off the call, so they've already lost. All right, Stephanie's got 2,700, Sharon's got 3,800. Rick's got 3,200. Eric's got 3,400. Stevie's got 3,500. All right. I think we're only going to have time for one more category because it's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember, I said it for more than 1 hour, so you don't have to rush.
Yeah, I know, but Daniel would only like to go an hour, so we're going to respect his wishes because he does have to get up at 5:30 in the morning.
That's fair.
So, all right, anybody else want to drop off, or do you want to do one more?
I'll do the last one.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Eric, has anybody – all right, beautiful. All right, so Rick, Stevie, you guys in?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right.
Sweet.
What's the last category?
The final category, let's do – Sharon, here's one for you. Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no, I can't stand the pressure.
All right. Has anybody else tried to call in?
No.
Okay. All right, hold on just a second.
No.
All right. Just had to double check. All right. Big Bang Theory. Sharon, I thought you went upstairs.
No.
Oh, okay.
I hear.
Okay. All right. For one episode, who moved across the hall from Leonard and Sheldon? Stephanie.
I'm going to say Penny.
Sharon?
It is Penny.
All right. Rick?
Penny.
Eric?
Penny.
All right. Stevie?
Penny.
All right, everybody is correct for another 100 points.
Awesome.
All right, very good. Okay. Next up, 200 points. What is Howard's mother's first name? Stephanie.
I'm going to say Sheila.
All right. Sharon?
I don't remember. I just know her as Mrs. Wallowitz.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on.
Go ahead.
What did Stephanie say?
She said Sheila.
Yeah.
Just give me a second. Debbie.
Okay. Rick?
I'm going to go with Marge.
All right. Eric?
I'm going to go with Sheila. Or whatever Stephanie said.
Okay. All right, Stevie?
I would have to go with Sheila.
All right, Sharon's the only one that got it right. It is Debbie.
Oh.
All right, for 300 points, what restaurant did Penny work at for the first 7 seasons? Stephanie.
Oh, I'm going to say, I don't know. I just had to skip it. I can't think.
Okay. Sharon?
What's the question?
What restaurant did Penny work at for the first 7 seasons?
Oh, Cheesecake Factory.
All right. Rick?
Cheesecake Factory.
Eric?
Applebee's.
Stevie?
I'll have to go with the Cheesecake Factory.
All right. Cheesecake Factory is the correct answer. So Eric and Stephanie, you did not get that right. Everybody else did. All right, next up. All right, here we go. All right, number four, 400 points. In what season did Howard and Bernadette get married, Stephanie?
Ooh, I'm just going to say season six. I don't know.
Sharon?
I'm going to say season seven.
Okay. Rick?
I'm going to go with season eight.
Season what?
Eight, he said.
Eight.
Okay. All right. Eric?
I'm going to go with Sharon and say seven.
All right, Stevie?
I'll have to go with season seven.
Okay, the correct answer is actually season five.
Oh, man.
Nobody got it right.
I mean, Sharon
nobody
had to
right,
get
right?
one of these wrong. No, nobody got it right. All right. So the last question of this category and the last question of the game, because we're nearing the time here, for 500 points, what season did Sheldon end up stranded in Arizona? Stephanie?
Season four.
Sharon?
In Arizona. I'm just going to say seven again. I don't know.
All right, Rick?
I'm going to say six.
Eric?
I'm going to say five.
All right, Stevie?
Season five.
All right, the correct answer is actually season eight. It was in the season premiere of season eight.
Who said eight?
Nobody.
Oh.
All right. Okay, so since we only have
Jeopardy?
A few minutes. Huh?
We have a final Jeopardy question?
No.
I really didn't think of one.
Okay.
So, all right. So the scores are: Stephanie has 2,800 points. Sharon has 4,400. Rick has 3,600. Eric has 3,500. Stevie has 3,900. So Sharon wins this edition of Jeopardy.
Woo woo!
Good job, Sharon.
Thank you.
Good time, everybody. All right.
Yep. Thank you.
Everybody, thanks for playing. So we basically, because it's almost 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Has anybody else tried to call?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Take us home, Doug.
All right. So, just a recap of the Jeopardy scores. Sharon won it with 4,400. Stevie comes on strong every time we play this game. He came in second place with 3,900. Also, to recap, for some reason, John Travolta freaks out Kenny Lehman. I can use that now. All right. So join us tomorrow night, or depending on when this drops, because this is pre-recorded. So tomorrow night, here on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, I will be joined by former stars of the Global Wrestling Federation. It's our Global Wrestling Federation show that we've been that I've been plugging for the last month, that I've been preparing for the last month. That'll be tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time here on Blog Talk Radio, and that will be live. Depending on when this drops, that episode may have happened already. But I want to thank, as always, Eric, my trusty sidekick.
Thank you.
I want to thank Daniel for working the phones. Sharon, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Sharon.
Sharon, thank you. Rick, Stephanie, Stevie, thank you guys very much.
Thank you for bringing me on.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Yeah, thanks. I had fun.
It was fun, Doug.
Yeah,
we'll do it again.
Stephanie, I'm just glad you remembered, so I can never make fun of your memory ever again.
That's true. I mean, you did have to remind me a few times, but it's okay.
You did not have to bring that up. Eric, edit that out so we don't have that evidence.
I can't edit
it.
It's fine. Steph, I'll see you at work.
All right. Yeah, I'll see you soon.
All right, but yeah, Stephanie, Rick, Stevie, thank you for coming on. Also, thank you to Kenny West for his popping in briefly. I appreciate it. Derek, Connor, Kenny Lehman, thank you guys very much. Thank you everybody for joining us here tonight. It was fun. We will do this again. Yeah, don't worry, I said him. We will do this again sometime soon because I do enjoy coming up with these questions, and I still got like I still have 11 other categories that we didn't even get to.
Next time,
but
somebody else can come up with questions, and you can join.
Oh boy! All right, everybody, thank you very much. Appreciate it. It was a lot of fun,
yep.
And I appreciate you guys helping us out tonight.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks for having us.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Talk
to everybody later.
It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock